Welcome, welcome, welcome to the third episode of General Hospital Admittedly Fans. Episode 3, we'll be talking about top 3 storylines, pet peeves, and we have some great GH trivia for everyone to play along. Hey!
Hey!
Hi!
How are ya?
What's going on?
It's a big week.
We had a lot of action last week. Is everyone up to date?
I did not see yesterday's episode.
It was a filler episode.
Earlier in the week was good, though.
It's all fillers for what's coming next week. Monday's the day.
Monday is the big event. A lot of people are expecting a lot.
Monday's the day.
That is.
So we'll start off with top storylines. Let's talk about Nina and Sunny and the showdown about their relationship. G, do you want to start us off?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm loving this storyline. I like a little tension, a little fighting. It's good. It's old school. I'm into it. And I thought that the confrontation in the gallery was great. Sunny was on his game. It was good.
Malin, what did you think about the way Maura West, our favorite Ava, played that scene?
I love Ava so much. I'm so into her and Sunny getting together. It would be like they love hate each other. She's towing the line, but she's leaning more to Sunny than she is to Nina.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
They're frenemies.
Nina doesn't have that many friends.
Do you think Nina becomes an enemy of Ava?
Not yet. They're not frenemies. Carly and Ava are frenemies.
Oh, all right. That's fair. That's fair. I get that.
Good distinction.
I think they are going to remain friends because Nina can't be just alone just yet, right? It has to keep building. But I think it will build into a point where I'm hoping for Sunny and Ava to get together, and that's going to tear their friendship.
I agree.
And that's what we want. I asked for cheating, affairs. This is what I want.
I know. It's like they heard you.
They heard you and you've been right on point all the way. Do you think Nina will seek revenge in The Invader once Sunny truly moves on with Ava?
I don't know how she'll use it yet. I don't know what Nina's planning to do. Like, I don't know what she's going to do. If she's going to use the magazine that way, or if she's going to use the magazine to kind of really rival Carly and that magazine. Because that's a fashion magazine. So.
And by the way, did she leave the magazine? Was it one and done?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's unclear. That's unclear.
I don't get the magazine wars.
We may not either.
<That's true. What's going on with Carly and her love life? I'm confused.
Carly and Drew, I think they're giving it a go. I think that was my impression.
It feels like they had a little bit of a conversation at Kelly Bobby's. And as a result of that conversation, there's like some chance, some hope. And, you know, I think that there's a chance they get together, whether or not they stay together. It's a question mark. She didn't say she was coming back.
Kelly Bobby's is great.
They can't end them yet. There's too many people returning and too many plot twists that are going to occur. So if they ended them, then that leaves Carly open. And you don't want that desperate to be there. You need Carly to still be lingering so Jason can either come in and save a situation.
I totally agree.
It feels like to me, James, they're giving options. So when Stone Cold comes back, there's going to be options for him.
Stone Cold.
Well, we're going to get into that actually right now. If I hear the word stone once more, I think I might stone myself. And I don't mean with the green stones. I mean,
that would be a great game.
Because you have Stone Cold, which is Jason Morgan. Then you have Stone, who, James, you did a deep track last episode of Stone being the brother of
Jagger. Yep.
John, who is Jagger.
Oh, yeah.
And then we heard from Selena Wu's guy that the person targeting Sonny is Stone. And then there's a scene with Jagger where he has a sunstone. Can you unpack the stones?
I have to update my Jagger storyline with his child named Stone.
Now, question, did Karen have a baby with Jason?
No.
Wait, can somebody tell me what is the relationship of Karen to Scott Baldwin? Because there was a heated conversation yesterday.
Yes.
She's his daughter, right?
She is his daughter, but he did not know until she was a full-on adult.
It's like I'm bringing on trivia early. I'm sorry.
Scotty's been with a lot of women.
Yeah, they're a confusing bunch, but we can confirm Scotty is a hoe.
Oh, Scotty slept with quite a few people, but listen, Scotty has a funny personality. I'd go for it too, to be honest.
Oh, I would go for it too. I love Scotty.
Oh, I mean, I love Scotty, but I would not have sex with him.
Ken Schreiner, he does it for me. I would, and definitely back then. Totally. And I like when his hair is messy and spiky. I love it.
Well, let's talk about a character who is funny and messy. You guys know I had a really strong prediction about Spinelli and Sasha.
You were wrong.
You were on an island with that one.
I think he pivoted. I think he did. Like,
no.
He didn't pivot anywhere.
He has been carrying the torch for Maxie forever.
He was pressured into it.
No.
No.
No way.
They are on again, off again forever.
I just have to say, did you see the way they dress Spinelli? Those pajamas, and then she breaks up with them. He looked awful. They did him no favors. By the way, I think, admittedly, I wear similar pajamas. That is really hurtful that when you see it on screen.
Oh, let me rethink those PJs.
I have to tell you the one thing I think that I have learned in all of my years of watching General Hospital is do not lie. And now look at him. He's going back to his apartment. Good pipes. No Maxie.
It was a house built on lies.
Exactly.
I don't like when they fight.
I don't like it either.
Some of the best relationships on these shows are built from really good friendships. And they started out as great friends. And
yes.
I like them together. And I think they just need some good stories. But Stone Cold might change that because Spinelli is his sidekick.
Spinelli is involved in a lot of people's world. Joss, Sonny, when Jason comes back, I mean, he's going to be front and center again.
You're right.
Yeah.
You think Sonny's going to lose it? Because he's going to find out that Joss went to Spinelli for help.
I don't think Sonny cares.
I think Dex will be back with Sonny before you know it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that scene with Dex when she found him was his apartment from when he left. It was literally the exact same apartment.
I agree. Oh my God. I thought the same thing. I thought the same exact thing.
I'm like, he escaped to his apartment. They're not even going to try and put a plant in the room.
Those two are the only couple that have chemistry.
They do have chemistry, but I cannot buy in with Joss not understanding why Dex can't come back.
Exactly. She should know mob rules.
It's unbelievable to me.
She's not Sonny's daughter, but she's been around long enough.
Especially that family.
And Jax is no angel. Jax pulled plenty of bad shit.
Excuse you. Do not speak ill of the Jax.
And do not use curse words. This is a clean rated.
I'm sorry. I hate Jax.
But also she's Carly's daughter.
Malin and I have been arguing about Jax for decades.
Me and James don't agree about Jax. We never have.
Never.
I don't like him. She loves him. Whatever. I win because he's never coming back.
He's never coming back.
So let's talk a little bit. We have the big return of Jason. I wanted to talk through final predictions. So, G, you had said you think he is targeting Sonny.
I don't know about targeting Sonny, but I do feel he is going to be somewhere in the middle of it.
Do you think he will be against Sonny?
I don't know.
Oh, you think he's protecting? I was going to ask if you think he's against Sonny.
It could be, but that would break my heart for a minute.
Not evil, but not with Sonny.
Like, you think that Jason's going to come back and he's going to be evil?
No.
Sunny needs a good enemy. Someone needs to stand up, and they need to have a good enemy. And they're not doing the Selena Wu, and they're not doing the families.
I would really have a hard time with that. But that said, he did have quite an exchange with Jagger yesterday that I thought was pretty heated.
Good tension.
Yeah, good tension.
Malin, you thought that Lucky would find Jason.
That would be a good way to bring them both back.
I was just, I heard rumors he's coming back, but does anyone have a date?
Has anybody heard any rumors about Lucky really, really appearing? I haven't.
Like, we had a date for Jason. I didn't see a date for Lucky.
No, no date.
Does anybody remember the relationship between Jason and Lucky? I can't even really recall that.
Friendly, just friendly. Because they have Elizabeth in common. Lucky, when they were children, I know Malin doesn't love children, but when they were children on the show, Lucky and Emily were best friends. And Jason always loved Emily.
Jason allowed Lucky to adopt his son, which made him a Spencer.
Oh my God, this again?
Oh, I remember that. Right, right.
Do you think there's an escape with Jason? Because we talked about maybe Jagger was playing both sides. Does Jason escape custody or escape, you know, some control from Jagger?
I still feel Jagger could be playing both sides for sure.
Well, there's one other thing I wanted to throw out. They said there was two people that attacked Olivia Jerome. She was the woman that killed Morgan in a car bombing. So I started to think maybe Jason Morgan's return is Jason and Morgan's return.
You think Morgan's not dead? We never did get a body. That would be amazing.
We didn't get a body.
Oh my God, I just got chills. Carly did reference him this week.
Wow, that's a twist.
Because his middle name is Stone. It's Morgan Stone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know Morgan's middle name was Stone.
Yeah, she said that in the Kelly Bobby.
Now I even feel more strongly because there were multiple characters that talked about two gunmen attacking Olivia Jerome.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's not a lone shooter. And then on the island, when Sunny was attacked, they said it was two. So
I'm going to say this, then there could be a legit storyline that Jason went out to save Morgan, because he would do that, obviously, and brought that, and the two of them are coming back together.
He would do it.
Maybe.
He would do that.
Also, I'm just going to throw this out there. If Morgan returns, I think that divides Ava and Sunny and Carly will get back together.
Hold on, though. I think it has to be a little while for Morgan to return, because if you think about this, we need a little time for Ava and Sunny to develop their relationship.
Right.
And then Morgan 100%. Comes back.
I'm going to say one thing. If Morgan comes back, he better be hot.
Cheers to that.
Oh, I would totally welcome Morgan, Stone, Corinthos back.
Wow.
Yeah.
The only other thing, which I hope they don't do, but they could. What if the return of Jason, it's not his full return? It's like
leading up to it. Yeah.
But that's what they did the last time.
Right. They just show a man walking around Kelly Bobby's.
So would they do it again? I hope not. I mean, maybe.
I think that could happen where we all know it's him, but he isn't fully revealed. Okay, so could be targeting Sunny. He could return or escape from something. Lucky could still find him. And the last thing I'll say to throw out on this, Johnny Sakara is in the same prison and he didn't get targeted.
I love Johnny Sakara. He could come back. That would be great.
They would have a new actor do it because I think he's on General Hospital. I think he's on Days of Our Lives.
If he's on General Hospital,
oh, no way,
we would
really
know about it.
Yeah.
But there have people have been on two soaps at the same time before. Like Brett was on two soaps.
I just want to wrap on Jason. Who do you think the very first scene will be with? And if you get it right, I'm getting you a bottle of wine.
Oh, this is good. I like a good bet.
It won't be a good bottle, but it is a good bet. Just saying, $9.99 goes a long way.
It could be Carly, just saying.
I think Sam, maybe.
It could be Danny.
I think he's going to show up on the bridge, because remember how Sam took their son to the bridge recently?
Yeah.
That's his special place.
could be a bridge sighting where he appears.
I think that's a great point. It could be Danny, you know, and then maybe he keeps it a secret. All right. Your final predictions for a bottle of wine are Jame is Sam, Malin is Danny, G?
Carly. I'm going old school.
Carly. Okay, cool. One of my favorite scenes was karaoke night. Do you think that they should do more singing?
No. No.
Well, they'd sing in the nurse's ball.
It's cheesy.
You don't like the singing?
No, only during the nurse's ball do I accept it.
Wait, did nobody see the Lila montage? I mean, it wasn't really a montage, but it was an old clip of Lila.
No.
Oh, you guys got to watch.
No.
It was good. Brooklyn was trying on wedding dresses. Lois wore Lila's dress. So there was a lot of Lila conversation.
Oh, I'm going to like that scene. Okay.
Oh, I got to watch.
So you guys didn't see any of the scenes with Lois and Brooklyn related to the wedding?
Oh, I did.
I'm a little behind.
I will just say in advance, it was the hardest part to get through was Lois's hair.
Oh my God. I saw the one with the hair with the braid thing in front. It was terrible. Who did that? Who did that to her? It was horrendous.
It was awful. It was like a woven helmet head. It creeped me out. Don't watch it on a full stomach.
I accept Lois and her cheese.
No, no, this braid was bad.
I love her.
Not this braid.
She needs stuff. She needs things to do. I love that she is ride or die for Sunny. It's friendship. I like her. They need to use her. GH needs to use their older characters better.
Lois needs a love interest.
What about Lois and Cody?
Cody is with Sasha. Why is this?
No, he's not.
They are with, not with.
They're in a situationship. That's the latest term, guys, by the way. Situationship, apparently.
He is her boyfriend, not boyfriend.
I think Maxie's going to hit on Cody.
Oh, ew.
No, they're like step relatives.
Never gonna happen. Yeah, they're siblings. Ew.
I'm putting out the prediction. Maxie is gonna hit on Cody.
I actually want them to build a brother-sister relationship. Oh wait, does Maxie not know?
No. Only Sasha knows.
That's why it's gonna happen.
Oh my goodness.
I think she's gonna hit on him and he's gonna tell her the truth, and then they're gonna be family.
Okay. I didn't know. So, I mean, I'd welcome another Scorpio. You counted how many Spencers. I mean, come on. I'd welcome another Scorpio.
Any pet peeves that we have this week? My pet peeve is Nina having annoying lines.
The hair. The hair was bad.
Definitely the hair. It was cult-like.
You know why the hair did not bother me? Because I felt like the dress that Brooklyn was trying on was hideous. And she was in it for a really long time. I love Brooklyn, and she's really stylish character. I always think she looks great.
So you were distracted.
Exactly. I was like, get her out of the dress.
Hideous. And she looked bad in it, right? I didn't like that.
I have to tell you, I did a little research, and I don't know if Lucky's coming back.
What? You told us Lucky was coming back.
Maybe it's Morgan and not Lucky.
I think I fell down the rumor mill hole. I'm not certain he's coming back.
You don't just drop a bomb like that and run. You're not Julian Jerome, and this isn't the bar where everyone got killed.
I know.
You did tell us. Well, you better go back down that rabbit hole and find the truth.
I will have to do that.
Now it's time for some General Hospital Admittedly Fans trivia. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
Question number one, General Hospital Admittedly Fans trivia. What is Damien Spinelli's nickname?
The Jackal.
Yes!
Stone Cold and the Jackal.
Yeah.
How did he get that name?
Oh, I don't know that.
Because he hacks into things. He was the computer hacker.
No, that is not why.
I thought it had something to do with that too. Like he was the fastest hacker in the land.
No, I'll send you guys a link. Lisa Obrecht is the mother of Dr. Britt Westbourne. Who is her father?
Faison. Cesar Faison.
Faison.
I told you I had some easy ones this week. The answer is Cesar Faison. And for a bonus question, what is his relationship to Anna?
He loved her.
He was obsessed with Anna forever.
He was her superior at the WSB, and then he became obsessed with her.
Yeah.
General Hospital, admittedly, fans question number 3. What General Hospital character bought Spoon Island as a present for his girlfriend prior to it going on to become a Cassadine mainstay property? And they are currently on the show.
Oh, then there goes my answer.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Well, it has to be somebody rich if they bought the island.
The hint is it's got to be someone rich if they bought the island.
And they're currently on the show?
The Quartermains, the Q's. The Q's, did one of the Q's?
So Ned bought it for somebody? Ned?
Yes.
Who did he buy it for?
But who did he buy it for?
So who bought it for who?
Ned Ashton is the correct answer. Ned Ashton bought it for his fiancée at the time, who was named Dawn Bishop. Dawn Bishop is the daughter of Monica Quartermain.
I do remember Dawn, and I think she passed on the show due to illness.
I didn't know Monica had a daughter named Dawn at all. And do you remember when Monica and Ned were together? They were together. It was a secret.
Okay. Question number 4, General Hospital, admittedly fans trivia. How many Oscar winners have there been that have appeared or worked on soap operas?
And won an Oscar?
Well, Demi Moore has got to be one of them. Did Demi Moore ever win an Oscar?
No, she did not.
I don't know a number. I'm going to go low though, and I'm going to say it's like 7.
1, Elizabeth Taylor.
42.
Okay, you're saying 7. G is saying 42. The answer is 69. Elizabeth Taylor was on General Hospital and she won an Oscar.
Shush up.
It was the original Elena Cassidy. Because in real life, Elizabeth Taylor and Luke were hooking up. Like, in real life.
No way. I never knew that.
That's right. I'm just going to read you some of the highlights.
Please do.
Kathy Bates, One Life to Live, All My Children.
Wow.
Chris Cooper, All My Children, Another World. Joan Crawford, The Secret Storm. Robert De Niro, Search for Tomorrow.
Robert De Niro was on a soap?
Wow.
Wow.
And Leonardo DiCaprio, Santa Barbara.
What?
Olympia Dukakis, Search for Tomorrow. Morgan Freeman, Ryan's Hope and Another World. Allison Janney, Guiding Light as the World Turns.
Wow.
Whoa.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, Tommy Lee Jones was on One Life to Live.
That's right, he was. Melissa Leo, All My Children. Oh, Julianne Moore, yeah. As the World Turns in Another World. Brad Pitt. Another World.
What?
As the World Turns Again, Marissa Tomei. Guiding Light, Christopher Walken.
Wow.
A ton of different actors and actresses came out of the soaps.
So what I'm hearing is Another World produced a lot of Oscar winners, and same with Search of Tomorrow, but not General Hospital. Do you know what a lot of the actors say that have worked on the soaps? Working on soaps is one of the hardest things they've had to do because of all the lines and hours that they have to work.
That's fantastic.
Okay, question number 5. How many times has Jason Morgan been married and to whom?
Good question.
I can tell you he married Brenda once because they had to play some role and like they had to keep her safe. He married Brenda.
I remember that. And they were miserable. They hated it.
Miserable.
I think 3.
Did he ever marry Elizabeth?
No, I don't think he married Elizabeth. He married Sam?
I'm going to say 4.
4.
Sam and then Carly.
The answer is 4. So you're missing one person. From Brenda to Sam to Carly, there's one other bride that he loved dearly.
What?
Some called her the love of his life.
Oh my goodness. No, he didn't with Nicholas. Who's the Joss? Not Joss.
I don't remember that either.
I'll give you a hint. She's related to Sonny.
Who's the kid that died? Nicholas's son. Spencer. Who's Spencer's mom? Why am I losing her name? Sonny's sister. Courtney.
Courtney. Jason married Courtney. When?
Courtney is not the love of Jason's life. Even back then.
Yes, they had deep love for each other, and it was a challenge for them to stay together because Sonny didn't want his sister marrying someone in the mob.
Courtney could not have been the love of his life if he only married her for 1 year.
They were only married like a day.
Back then, she was.
Okay, Robin was the long-lost love life.
So the final answers are Brenda Barrett from 2002 to 2003. Then he married Courtney Matthews from 2003 to 2004. Sam McCall from 2011 to 2018. He married Carly in 2021. Great job with trivia. We got a few. Final note. James, did you find the diary?
I did not. I am still looking.
Maybe it's in your parents' house.
That's a good call. I will have to check that out. I will definitely have an excerpt in the next episode.
Thank you guys for joining. As always, we hope you enjoy the show. We'll be back in action once Jason Morgan returns. This has been General Hospital Admittedly Fans.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been the General Hospital Admittedly Fans podcast. We love our soap operas. We hope you do too. And we hope you join us for an upcoming episode. New episodes will be available each month. And if you'd like to be a part of a new episode, drop us a note by using the contact information in the show notes.